can I stay here without you? I have nothing to ease my poor heart. All the world would seem sad, dear, without you. Tell me now that we never will part. I will pawn you my
And gold. Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph, Jay, Erdo, Craig, Eric, Kathleen, Trisha on assignment. And this song brought to you by what?
Meryl Streep, of course. Gold Watch and Chain, also Garrison Keillor. A Prairie Home Companion, check it out. It's one of my favorite movies.
Does Garrison write these songs?
I don't know. I think these are a lot of these are classic ones.
Right, but the last one was like way down on Swanee River.
Yeah, exactly. He probably changed.
Wrote the lyrics.
Yeah, probably. So, of course, this before we bring on our guest, this segment is brought to you by...
Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoschel is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. on the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network at breakradioshow.com. Give him a call, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
And right now, we are so honored to have our next guest on. She's written this book, You Look Like That Girl, A Child Actor Stops Pretending and Finally Grows Up. Her name is Lisa Jacob. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Lisa. Hello. I got to tell you, I want to just, Joseph usually starts, but Mrs. Doubtfire truly is probably my favorite movie of all time, and you were fantastic in it.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. It's just brilliant. And
we were raving about the film, you know, and Mrs. Doubtfire. What a great movie. And of course, we were just talking about Boulevard, one of Robin Williams' final performances. Almost a year, so that this is very poignant since his loss. But so tell us a little bit about this book. Of course, you're not acting anymore, and right now, in fact, you are about to present at a writer's conference, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm at a writer's conference right now. And yes, I retired from acting, became a writer. I wrote this book because I kind of wanted to look at my life so far and see if I could make a little sense about this transition that I made. I started working as an actor when I was 4. And by the time I was 22, I had done more than 40 TV shows and movies. But I realized I was just kind of operating under momentum. You know, I wasn't really happy in my life. I didn't feel super passionate about my job. And so I really wanted to, figure out what my true passion was in life and what my authentic path was. And so I needed to leave Los Angeles to figure that out. And so that's what the book is about.
That's fascinating. I mean, I imagine it's available everywhere. It's on Amazon and...
It is, yeah. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can walk into an actual brick-and-mortar independence, bookstore and order it. And I also am doing signed personalized copies on my website, which is youlooklikethatgirl.com.
So, Lisa, is your passion now writing, or did you write this book still in search of your passion?
Writing is my passion. It is just, I mean, I just feel like I've really found the thing that fulfills my soul. I have pretty much always been a writer. It's just kind of how I process the world. But the really scary part for me was sharing that with other people. That's where I got a little caught up. But I realized that I just needed to get over myself a little bit and realize that I could deal with criticism if and when it came up. And I really wanted to put my work out there. So I do feel like, you know, I feel like I finally put on the pair of jeans that fit really well. Like, this is just what I'm supposed to be doing with my life, which is an incredible feeling.
Oh, absolutely. And so, Lisa, tell us a little, well, first of all, is this your first published book, or are you?
It is.
Okay. And are you working on in something else currently?
Yeah, I've started work on my second book. I am really interested in the very difficult topic of anxiety and panic attacks, depression, all of these things I have dealt with myself. And I feel like we don't really talk about those things honestly and frequently enough in our society. We still sort of feel ashamed about those things. And so I am working on my next book to talk about that.
Wonderful.
And that's absolutely, you know, great, you know, the topic that you have there, because I agree with you completely, is that people that do battle things like that or the symptoms, they are afraid to bring it up. And, you know, that makes it worse because, one, if you have someone to talk to about it, that helps, as well as the fact, you know, going to the doctor, you know, whether it's through medicine or whatnot, you know, making sure you get the proper help for that is huge. So definitely looking forward when that comes out to reading that book as well as this one. But, you know, Lisa, bringing that up a bit, as Dave had mentioned at the beginning of the segment, you know, Mrs. Doubtfire was, you know, just an amazing film, and obviously the comedic genius of Robin Williams, and really in any role, just amazing. You know, as we near the 1 year anniversary of his passing, you know, is there any memories you'd like to share, maybe on the shoot of the film that really stood out to you about Robin Williams?
Sure. Yeah, it is still, it's funny, I hadn't even realized that the 1 year anniversary was coming up. It's shocking to me that it has been that long, because I feel like I still forget that he is not with us. It is still, I think, really difficult to talk about him in past tense, because he was an incredibly spectacular human being. We all know he was talented and all of those sorts of things, but he was a very generous soul and, you know, just the kind of guy you wanted to sit next to at lunch, because he was just great to hang out with and not always on, not always the craziness that sometimes you saw on screen, but just a wonderful individual. And the thing that just I will never, ever forget about him is I was thrown out of school, out of high school, when I filmed Mrs. Doubtfire, because I was traveling so much for work and they couldn't deal with my non-traditional schedule. And so Robin noticed that I was upset about this on set. He asked me what was wrong, and he actually wrote a letter to my principal asking them to please reconsider and help me to balance my career and my education. And it was just an incredibly considerate, kind thing for him to do, completely unprompted, to just put his neck out for me and try to do something to help this 14-year-old kid. And unfortunately, in the end, it didn't end up working. My high school framed the letter and put it up in the principal's office, but didn't ask me to come back. But, you know, the point of the story being that, you know, he just really believed in trying to help people. And I think that just really shows what an amazing person he was.
A true loss, no question about it. I think we only have a few minutes left till the hard break. But real quickly, when you look at your new career like this, do you see yourself, or how do you want to see yourself, as an inspirational, motivational, sort of a self-improvement author to help so many people that need this help?
Gosh, you know, I sort of don't really set out to be an inspiration for people. I just really want to tell my story, and hopefully in telling my story, I can help people feel not so alone with the struggles that they're going through, because that is a terrible feeling, and I just want other people to know that they are not alone with that, that people have all kinds of struggles around authenticity and panic attacks and what do I do with my life, and just if we know there are other people that understand, that can be an incredible comfort, I think.
And I think how we do inspire people is by sharing our personal experience.
Yeah.
So we really do thank you, Lisa Jacob, for sharing your experience. So before we go, what are you you are presenting at this writers conference? Do you want to share what you're going to be presenting?
Yeah, I was reading from my book, and also was talking on a panel for writers, talking about how we got published and how you sort of start that whole publishing process.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, you know, I'm definitely going to check out this this book. You Look Like That Girl, a child actor stops pretending and finally grows up. You know, just thank you so much for writing it. Thank you so much for being here on Breakthrough Entertainment. And so author Lisa Jacob, you know, have a great rest of your week, and we hope to have you on the show again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
And if you're ever in Phoenix, please stop by.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's always nice to see someone find their passion. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people might say, wow, but, you know, the career was blossoming and all that. But it's better to find your passion.
Yeah, I, and that's, I think, what her book, because I've read some synopses about it. But, it, you know, of course, we can have success, but the success can be external. And we need to find that internal success, whatever
that
may be.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head.
This is Meryl Streep singing S.O.S. What? No, not S.O.S. I'm sorry. Wrong. Is this S.O.S.? Is it? Yeah,
this
S.O.S.
is S.O.S.
Yes. I'm sorry. Because I was waiting for it to get faster.
Save our show.
There it is.
Mamma Mia. S.O.S.
And Breakthrough Entertainment live 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
S.O.S. When you're gone.